Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained there 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among wild beasts, and angels ministered to him. And after John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. We enter the time of Lent and hear of Jesus being driven out into the desert by Satan. The 40 days of our Lenten season are a mirror of the years Israel was in the desert, and also an echo of the 40-day fasts of Elijah and Moses. The Spirit drives Jesus out into the desert, where he is to be tempted by the devil. In Jewish history, Satan begins as a member of the heavenly court who tests others. But by this time, he's clearly identified as the devil, the evil one. The words indicating that Jesus was driven out are a reflection of the words used in the gospel when Jesus is casting out evil spirits. There's something very powerful and absolute that sends Jesus out into the desert. In order that our observance of the Lenten season will be more effective than a New Year's resolution, we need to discover something of this deeper need and get in touch with this powerful urge in our own lives. Do I need to improve my behavior? Well, certainly I do. I just ask my friends. It'd be very nice to improve my behavior. But perhaps God has something more in mind. What if God wants something more than a corrected, updated version of myself? What if God wants to bless me with unexpected gifts? What if God wants to lead me to a new level of being and behavior that in my preoccupation with my faults and failures, I never dreamed was possible? God is looking for something more than just a perfect version of me. In this Lenten season, we need to get in touch with this deeper hunger, the very life of my soul, if this Lenten journey is to have its full effect. This difference is between a self that is approved and a self that has come to life with divine possibilities, resonating a whole new expression of God's love for me, quite literally, just as I am. And this enables us to reach out to our brothers and sisters everywhere. I've lived in the desert, and when you first arrive, everything seems dull and oppressive. It's only after some time that you begin to see the beauty, and especially the colors. My own very ordinary life is much like that. We need patience to discover the greater possibilities that are there. And we need courage to realize that God's great work can be accomplished in my own modest circumstances. Like the desert, our lives take time to accomplish real change. Sometimes I approach the work of Lent with the wrong sort of expectations. Oh, if only I had more discipline. If I were a little smarter, held back my anger, wasn't so foolish, made better judgments. I entertain possibilities that are highly improbable. Lent passes and I do not change. But what if the urge that drives me into the desert can only be satisfied not by external changes, my temper held in check, my selfishness moderated, and so on? What if this deeper hunger is directed toward humbly being the person I've always been? The same awkwardness, dullness, same small sins. Only now I allow the very being of God to rest in my soul. That is, just as I am. Why then, Lent becomes more than just a school of self-perfection. This sort of Lent opens the door to my spirit coming to life from within. That is where God has always been. So Lent is really not about me, not about becoming a better human being, nor is it about perfecting my skills or even becoming a more balanced and self-reliant person. Lent is really not about me. It's about Jesus, the living God, who has placed a hunger deep within us that can only be satisfied by entering into a fuller relationship with Jesus, my Lord and God. And so, although I need the disciplines of Lent, my experience in this desert casts a new light upon them. I need the courage to allow real change to take place in my life. Fasting is not really about losing weight or achieving a spiritual edge, but maybe would have me gain a new appreciation for food and move beyond that to even higher satisfactions. Almsgiving certainly helps the poor, but by becoming involved in the conditions that cause poverty, we learn compassion and embrace our brothers and sisters. Forgiveness is not only about justice, but we undertake the sorrow of a brother or sister who has failed. We touch their very lonely world. And in this desert, we discover the real focus of our desire, which is not to just develop a kind of isolated self-perfection, but to be animated with the love that Jesus brings to every human being. Possibly, we'll only be able to love one or two others, but at least we've begun the process of our transformation, our entrance into life, our welcoming God in the very depths of our being, a life with infinite possibilities. Fasting, the food we savor, is the very life of Christ. Giving alms, the freedom we purchase, restores the humanity of our brothers and sisters. Forgiving, we create new beginnings for those who have failed and for ourselves. For God's friendship to find joyful expression in and through us. God's mercy can never be merited, but oh, what hope and life it brings to those wounded by life. And Lent allows us to become a more active part of what's really going on. We need the disciplines of Lent, but not for the small purposes of some sort of self-perfection. How lonely that can be. We embark with the gestures of this holy time on a great journey into the desert of our greatest need, so that Christ who awaits us may fill us with a love for all things, all people, all that is ordinary, all that is close at hand. A love for our brothers and sisters in their deepest need. God bless you in your Lenten journey.